Alright, so we are recording now. Alright, good morning. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case P21-070. Mr. Andrew Clark, respondent in this case. The time is now 9:06 a.m. on September 30th, 2021. My name is Daniel Carthel, and I am the investigator assigned to this case. Before we get started, I would like all attendees to introduce themselves with their title and purpose. We'll go ahead and start off with staff. I had mentioned my name is Daniel Carthel. I'm an investigator.
Orlean Laura, board staff.
Kurt Winter, assistant director.
Thank you. And then EAC members?
Mike Weir, land surveyor.
Thank you, sir. And Mr. Fondren?
Mike Fondren, Arizona licensed land surveyor.
And Mr. Miller?
Mike Miller, land surveyor.
Thank you. Then we'll go ahead and start off with the gentlemen who are here in person.
Andrew Clark, land surveyor.
Ken Perry, Perry Engineering, professional engineer.
Thank you, sir. And then the two we have on phone calls, Ms. Torba?
Allison Torba, complainant, I suppose.
Yes, ma'am. And Mr. Rhodes.
My name is Joel Rhodes. Perry Engineering did a lot line split for me.
Thank you, sir. Need to go over a couple of quick housekeeping items. First, this meeting is being recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. Second, all speakers will need to speak with clarity and volume and announce who you are before you speak so that the recording can pick you up. Also, be sure to silence any cell phones. If you need to turn them on, turn them off or turn them on silent, whatever you need to do. This advisory committee meeting is convened to review the following allegations received through a complaint on April 22nd, 2021. It is alleged that on or about April 2nd, 2021, respondents signed and sealed a record of survey related to the establishment of new parcels at 1895 West Lemonwood Road in Tucson, Arizona, that failed to include the actual boundaries of one parcel. It is also alleged that respondent provided the client with grossly incorrect deeds related to the project. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during this case and determine whether any of the following alleged violations of Board Practice Act occurred. The first of which is respondent may have failed to conduct a land boundary survey in accordance with the Arizona Boundary Survey minimum standards and possible violation of ARS 32128C4 as it relates to AAC R430-30113. Second one is respondent may have failed to apply the appropriate technical knowledge and skill in the practice of a board-regulated profession in possible violation of ARS 32128C4 as it relates to AAC R430-30116. The committee will vote on the alleged violations and will move the findings to the board for consideration. Any recommendations for the board will be shared with the board through an EAC report. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case based upon the material provided. At this time, I need to ask each EAC member if they have made themselves familiar with the material and if they feel comfortable serving on the committee.
Mike Weir, I have, and I do.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Fondren?
Mike Fondren, yes, I'm good.
And Mr. Miller?
Mike Miller, I'm fine.
Thank you, sir. Much of the fact-finding during this meeting will occur in a confidential executive session. Committee members and witnesses shall, I'm sorry, let me start that part over again. committee members and witnesses called during the executive session may not discuss the dialogue from the executive session with anyone outside or after the session is complete. During the executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely towards the alleged violations. The committee shall refrain from offering judgment, personal opinions, or recommendations to the alleger or respondent during the interviewing process. At this time, I'd like to call for a motion to enter an executive session.
I so move.
Michael
Weir.
Mr. Weir makes the motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Fondren, second. And we need a vote. Mr. Weir?
I vote yes.
Mr. Fondren?
Yes.
And Mr. Miller?
Yes.
Thank you. Interviews will be conducted, starting with the alleger, respondent, and then witness. Any party not being interviewed, please wait out in the lobby. I will come get you when it's time for your interview. So, sorry to kick you guys both back out again. I'll be calling yourself back in when it's your turn. And then after the executive session, we'll come back into open session, and everyone will be able to be in the room for that again.
Okay.
I appreciate y'all's patience. All right, we're going to go ahead and start with Ms. Torba. Mr. Rhodes? Oh, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm here.
Let me switch recordings real quick and then move forward. It is now 9:14. I'm going to end this recording for open session and then move into executive session.
Okay.